The sound of the South. Alan Newman. Our breakfast. BBC.
9 minutes past eight, I like that. Tens of thousands of people are yet to take up their COVID vaccination offer this winter. In Dorset, 40% of those eligible for the jab have not come forward. Dawn Dawson is the Chief Nursing Officer at Dorset Healthcare, and I spoke to her earlier about who's eligible for the current vaccine. We've got 3 weeks to go on this vaccine.
People that have got certain underlying health conditions. It's a really long list, but if you're not sure, you can always go onto the NHS website and check. And then people aged 65 and over, pregnant women, and people that work in health and social care. For me, COVID and flu are both really serious illnesses, and people that are at high risk can become very, very ill and need hospitalisation. So it's up to all of us to try and protect those people. So, you know, I'd urge anybody that is eligible to present themselves and to get protected this winter.
Health leaders say time is running out to get protected as this rollout will finish in 3 weeks' time. Our health correspondent, Alastair Fee, has been to a pop-up clinic in Bournemouth.
When you're homeless, you're interacting with other homeless people all the time, and it's not easy to get access to medical treatment and not always sign up to a doctor's. So anything like this, you've got to take advantage of.
Every day, Joe mixes with the public. He's a big issue seller. Today, he's getting vaccinated against COVID.
You never know what's wrong with you, to be honest, but you just keep going. That's part of being homeless, is you just tend to ignore any ailments that you might have. It's fine, painless. Didn't feel a thing.
A little bit of a scratch coming.
This is part of the latest rollout, a pop-up clinic supporting the homeless at the YMCA in Bournemouth.
I've had all boosters since they've been available, so it seems sensible to get them done.
Mika Wilshire works with a local health bus providing care for the homeless in Bournemouth.
For this community, there's probably lots of people that may have COVID and aren't aware of it. It's about bringing treatment and services to people, isn't it, that may struggle to go to places. And I think that, you know, clearly the morning's going well. People are really up for getting their vaccines. You know, luckily we're, you know, offering the COVID vaccination, but also the flu vaccination. And I think, it's been really well attended thus far, which is brilliant.
Since this programme began, more than 200,000 people have been given a booster in Dorset, but thousands have yet to come forward, and that's a concern. Sally Terry is one of Dorset Healthcare's vaccinators.
There is a bit of inertia within the community and the wider demographics outside of our service. People aren't coming forward. Teams are trying to work together to work out why this is happening and how we can best access getting information out there of the importance of keeping yourself boosted and your immunity high.
While most are encouraged to use the national booking system, walk-in clinics like this are a good way to reach out to some of the most vulnerable. Here's Joe Mullins again.
You never know what's wrong with you, to be honest, but you just keep going. That's part of being homeless, is just never knowing what's coming next. So you're just always on the go. So you just tend to ignore any ailments that you might have. I think we should all be doing our part, whether you're homeless or, you know, whether you're the Prime Minister. You know, we've all got a duty to do our bit.
This seasonal campaign ends in just 3 weeks' time. Health leaders are urging the over-75s and the vulnerable to come forward before it's too late.